Hey y'all, it's Lark
and Kim
from Kudzu Killers, Homicide and Sweet Tea, and we're pleased to announce our brand new show, Two Chicks and a Crucifix.
We're going to have a good time yakking about paranormal phenomena like ghosts
and monsters and conspiracy theories
and Bigfoot. You know I'm partial to Bigfoot.
Right. Anyway, we hope you come listen to our new paranormal show and have some fun
in 2021. See, I'm a poet and I didn't know it.
Stop it.
You'll be the ghostest with the mostest.
Cut it out.
We love parapsychology and cryptozoology.
The following podcast is for mature audiences only. This show contains explicit language and graphic stories not suitable for children or people who get offended easily. Seriously, this is your chance to leave. And you might want to put some headphones on. For real. Listener discretion is advised. The Dumbfounded Podcast, where two good brothers discuss some of the craziest and insane ways people die. That's so strange and borderline comical that it'll leave you dumbfounded. I am one of your hosts, all the way from Dallas, Texas. Breathing through my mouth right now because I just finished a bunch of Lee's sandwiches. It is I, your boy John, and with me via Zencaster from the historic National City, California, is none other than the CEO of Be Daddy LLC himself. Is none other than my good brother, Patrick. What's happening, bro?
What's up, bro? What's up? What up, dummies?
What's up, CEO?
I'm dying, bro.
Oh, shit. Hey, man, we had a little group chat with, obviously, Patrick and I, I might say that we're in a gang, but we're not. But we have a group of brothers that we all grew up together. We're all,
How many dummies can say they have friends from some of the people in this group I've been friends with since elementary school and most of them middle school and high school.
Yeah.
So how many dummies can say they have friends from elementary school still?
That's true. I mean, I've been friends with them. Well, with all of you guys for about 16 years already. Just about.
Yeah.
Jesus. That's like half of my life that I've known you guys.
Exactly.
And look at us—we're making a podcast together. But yeah, we were having a—we call ourselves Brotherhood. We're not the Aryan type because obviously we're too dark to be Aryan. we're too colored. But yeah, we're in a group called Brotherhood, and it's kind of sus. But we should we say we have something matching all of us? But I don't want one of our brothers to get in trouble.
I'm sure they don't listen to us, bro.
Oh, that's true. You're right. Yeah, we all have a matching tattoo. I mean, it's kind of sus, but it's all good. Love these fools. But yeah, we were talking about like maybe someday we'll open up like a hotel or a restaurant together. Like we've been on some entrepreneurial fucking mindset lately.
We're getting ready to pitch to Shark Tank is what we're doing.
Pretty much. Yeah, we're gonna get bankrupt. So like we've been trying to come up with concepts that starts with like BH for everything. Because, you know, BH Brotherhood. So what would we say our hotel name was going to be called? Hotel del Boronado or something like that?
Yeah. Or what was or a bar called Barcada.
Barcada, yeah, which means group of friends, right? In Tagalog.
Yeah. Click.
Like click. There you go. Yeah. But yeah, we've been in just entrepreneurial mindset lately. And it's kind of cool. Like just seeing, like hearing all of us kind of just be on that mindset. I know Patrick was mentioning that he wanted to get into stock market more. He wants to be the next Wolf on Wall Street. But what if you do, bro? Upgrade our shit. Cause
minus the drugs, right? Minus the drugs. I know there's a lot of drugs in Wolf on Wall Street. But...
really minus, fool?
Yeah. What's that?
Shit, I plead the fifth. But yeah, man, it's been pretty cool. But how you been, man?
I've been good, man. Let's see. What's happened in the past week? Yeah, absolutely nothing because Corona. No.
Oh, speaking of Corona, you guys were all talking about some bad news you heard earlier, huh?
What?
About Disney.
Oh, that's right. Man.
That sucks.
I've been annual pass holder for Disneyland for quite some time now. I want to say 6 years now, 7 years maybe.
Then they just canceled that shit? Now.
And today, Disney, at this time of recording, they announced that they're sunsetting the AP program, which sucks. But it is what it is. I'm a little upset.
I would be too, man. Shit, that's like a big deal for you.
Yeah, for me. And I have a few other friends that I always go to Disneyland with, and it kind of sucks. But they said they're going to come out with another membership type of thing, but we'll see. Whenever they open, bro, I mean, fuck. Who knows? They've been close for a year.
That's crazy, dude. Can you believe in like March, it's been a whole ass year since everything pretty much shut down?
Bro, I was talking to my coworkers. I was like, oh, we're going on lockdown. I'm like, all right, cool, whatever, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
1 year later.
2 weeks plus 50, man. Like, shit. Golly.
But on the bright side, tomorrow I get my first dose of the vaccine.
Oh, shit. You ready to do some ho shit after this, huh? I'm protected, girl. I've been blessed and I'm vaccinated. What's up?
Are they giving out vaccines out there in Texas?
They are, but they're prioritizing the healthcare workers and essentials.
Yeah. That's the only reason why.
Stupid last.
Yeah, that's the only reason why I'm able to get it, because of my work.
Yeah, I'm like the most non-essential person ever. I mean, the people from the, because I work at the corporate office, but the people in like the floor, or not
like
the floor.
On the floor. Yeah.
You know, pretty much like the people working the actual locations. Then yes, they're getting
they're
it
essential.
First.
Yeah.
But us, we're just like on a back end, like.
Yeah, office people are pretty much.
Yeah, we're useless, so we're just gonna
work from home, motherfucker.
Shit, I want to stay at home. Like, I love working from home, so I ain't tripping about that, but. But yeah, man, nothing's been new. It's just been pretty busy. But hey, we got pretty good interactions lately from some of our dummies. I feel like even though we said last week that last episode was kind of a flop, surprisingly, people thought that it was pretty funny, especially both of them. It's like a tandem between the Scoop-Dee-Doo and the regular episode. So I thought that was pretty cool.
Thank God, because I really, really thought it was a flop.
I did too. Like when we hit stop record, bro, I was just like, that was weak.
I know. Hey, but you can't go for triple doubles every game, you know?
Exactly. Sometimes you just gotta put the Draymond Green stat line, bro, like a triple single. Hey, a dub is a dub.
I'm saying, bro. You can't score 40 every game, you know? You just get burnt out.
Okay. You can't go James Harden all the time. Damn.
Exactly.
Oh shit. But you know how we always start the episode. Like I love to give episode shout outs, and it also gives me time to give you time to come up with something, because I know you probably didn't come up with shit. But first shout out, I want to give a shout out to Red. Red's one of our favorite listeners, but he listened to the new episode. He said he really enjoyed the "you're in trouble" part. I think that was two episodes ago.
You're in trouble.
Was that last? Was that the octopus? That's the octopusy one.
Oh no, it is the octopusy one. Yeah.
With the girl that drank water.
Was that the octopusy one?
Did we use the same thing for Scoop-Dee-Doo with your mushroom?
No. There was Scoop-Dee-Doo. It was Scoop-Dee. You're in trouble was Scoop-Dee-Doo.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You said you're in truffle. Okay.
You're in truffle, yeah.
Oh, that's why he said, why didn't we laugh about that?
Who said that?
Red said that. He said we didn't laugh about the you're in truffle. I guess I just didn't. I could have sworn I did.
A little dramatic pause, but.
Okay. Well, shit. Well, anyways. Also, shout out to Shakrista for always tuning in. And I know it snowed in Texas last week, so hopefully we kept you warm from all the laughter that we gave you. And gonna keep going. Also want to give a shout out to Jenny again from It's Murder Up North. She said she listened to our last episode, and I know we gave her a shout out too, but she said we had her in tears for the kind shout out that we gave her. And she said she loves us both. And the feeling's absolutely mutual, Jenny. And guys, like, really check her out. Dummies, if you want to hear some like awesome true crime tales from anything north of England, make sure you subscribe, listen, all of that. It'll be worth your time, I promise. And what else? I feel like podcasting has allowed us to make new friends a bunch of places. And I feel like we're starting this bromance with Shots and Thoughts, bro. I mean, I talked to Sean a lot, one of the hosts, Sean. And I actually, me and Patrick were talking about this, and we saw the schedule release for the Chargers, and we saw that they're playing Texans at Houston at some point. So I was telling Patrick, like, hey, I'm going to hit up the dudes from Shots and Thoughts. Hopefully we can, you know, do something in the future, link up, watch a game, and possibly record an episode. But I don't know, man. I don't know if we can keep up with them, bro.
Yeah, I know, right?
They those fools, I feel like, train. They drink a lot.
Yeah,
man. But yeah, like I said, man, I just think it's amazing to, you know, kind of make a bunch of different connections from like different people. And I feel like that's such the best way to grow as a show is, you know, like just collaborating with others, linking up with other shows. And it's great for us because the Shotties and the Dummies can link up, and then, you know, things can snowball from there. And they also just started a Buy Me a Coffee account. It's kind of like Ko-fi for us. But, you know, if Dummies, if you have a chance to support them as well. And I feel like you'd enjoy their humor because they're kind of like us too. So
I was just going to say, I feel like we're on the same genre of humor, you know?
Pretty much. But I mean, their topic is like so vast, like all over. Us, like we stick to a niche, you know? But them, they like go to like deep dive shit, man. But
yeah.
And I was listening to their episode about the lizard people. I was just like, what the fuck?
I just listened to that episode.
I don't even think about the damn lizard people, but now I'm freaking out if some fool is just like, did your eyes color just change? Like, bro. But anyways, you know, Dummies, we just really love engaging with all of you. So please, if you have any stories, suggestions, if you want to say a review about us, you know, hopefully it's not bad. If you have funny articles, make sure to send them our way. We're on IG at the Dumbfounded Pod. We're on Twitter at TDFDPod, or email us at thedumbfounddeadpod@gmail.com. If you've got a personal story and you're kind of shy and you want to stay anonymous, feel free. We'll definitely hide your identity. We got you. But on that note, we have some reviews that we want to read out. We didn't read ours last week, so would you like to start first, bro?
Yeah, I got one from Nemeli, and she gave us 5 stars, titled it "Awesome and So Many LOLs." I love listening to them during my work hours because my work is very mundane and they make my hours go by fast. They are hilarious to the max. I am always laughing so hard listening to these guys. I'm actually not supposed to have any type of device with me at work, but I'm that stubborn type. And so when people see me laughing, they think I've gone crazy. They don't know I'm listening to this podcast. Their puns are my favorite. I'm all about the puns. Come for the dead, stay for the puns. 5 stars all the way. Thanks, Nameli. I'm actually not sure, but I think we know this person.
We do know her.
But yeah, thanks, Nameli. I appreciate it.
Hi, Melly.
And I'm glad we could, you know, even for just an hour, make work go a little bit faster for you.
And if you don't like your coworkers and you want them to think you're crazy, that's like such a great way for them to stay away from you, because they're probably laughing by yourself and they'll be like, man, this girl's kind of nuts. So that's a good way to keep your coworkers away from you, because I would do the same shit, to be honest. And I also have a review, and this one comes from Amanda. She wrote down 5 stars all the way, obviously. Absolutely love John and Patrick and the premise of their show, hilarious and cautionary tales on how to not die due to stupid human tricks. New listener here, or should I say new dummy? And that comes from Amanda. And I actually do know Amanda herself, and she is one of the hosts of Terrible People Doing Terrible Things. I've said it before in one of our past episodes. She and her co-hosts are in my very short list of people that I want to invite in our show. So we might have if there's the state that we want to do. We're probably going to invite them just because they're awesome. They're funny. Make sure you check them out as well. Terrible people doing terrible things. Hilarious. So that's all I got for reviews, Brody.
What are we doing? We're moving to Deadass Facts?
Oh, that's right. Before we get to our Deadass Facts, bro, would you like to introduce our topic this week?
This week, we did this already, right?
We did. We're fucking running out of shit.
Volume 2.0, guys. is dumb criminals again.
Our bag isn't that deep. We're running out of shit, guys. Oh, man. Our shelf life is not going to be long.
Best Buy.
pretty much.
Our label is Best Buy. Hopefully 2022.
Yeah, shit. That's if we even make it past 2021. What you mean? Hey, bro, I think we're probably going to end up rebranding this shit to Dumbfound Almost Dead.
Almost Dead.
Oh, shit.
Or it could be the Dumbfound Dead Almost.
Oh, hey, that's a good one, too. I like that. We're going to rebrand pretty soon, I'm guessing. But yeah, we do have Deadass Facts for you this week. I can start first. You mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right. My first Deadass Fact. Remember the first time we talked about dumb criminals? We were talking about the Pacific Northwest, right?
My favorite.
Your favorite, when you said that, you know, fresh air, fresh bodies. But we're talking about the Pacific Northwest, how there's a bunch of like serial killers there, or like a lot of crime activity. But I found this from ranker.com. There's a study by the Chicago Tribune that was conducted where some crimes tend to increase when the temperatures are higher, but tend to go down when it gets a little colder. Liar. So that kind of you know, disputes the fact a little bit, but and when the temperature is a little hotter, the crimes most prevalent to hot weather kind of ranges from assault, shooting, and theft. But there's no correlation if hotter temperatures mean more homicide-related crimes. So the study concluded that hot temperature legit makes people hot-headed and is more likely the reason why those certain crimes tend to be higher when it's hot as fuck. So now that I think about it, Texas should probably be on top of the list of people getting shit because it's hot as fuck here, or Arizona. But I don't know, bro. Like, I don't care if they did a study. I don't believe anything that the internet says anyways. So I'm going to go with Pacific Northwest, fresh air, fresh bodies though. I'm sticking to that fact. And you can fact check me, which I'm pretty sure you will, but it's okay. And all right, I got one more. And this one is super fucking disgusting. But did you know that there are 28 states that has zero laws against no laws. Hold on, chill.
I thought you finished right there. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, shit. Like, damn, that's pretty much a purge happening. But anyways, there's 28 states that has no laws against necrophilia. With the exception, and you're going to be actually surprised by the states that's an exception, but states like Alabama, Arizona, Florida, Iowa, Oregon, Washington, and Wisconsin, necrophilia is considered a felony. Like, I would think Florida would be like, yeah, it's cool to have necrophilia. And hey, Alabama, what's
it's up? It's okay if you do bath salts. Just don't have sex with a dead body.
Yeah, okay? Don't do that.
It's across the line.
Yeah, I mean, Florida is something else. All right. Meanwhile, states like Connecticut, Colorado, New York, Texas, Ohio, and Hawaii, necrophilia only counts as a misdemeanor. So the rest of the states, like the one where you live in right now, y'all are a bunch of fucking weirdos.
That's crazy.
So California allows necrophilia. Like, you won't get charged against it.
So, okay, hold on. I'm trying to, first of all, where do you get the dead body?
So if you're in a morgue and you like.
So it's totally fine.
Yeah, if you're in California. Unless they, they're probably going to charge you with other shit, like trespassing. Or. But if you like stumble.
What if you went there?
Well, I mean, I don't know. But if you just happen to be like passing around, I don't know, fucking like Hamol or something, or going to Sequan or some shit, and you just find a dead body in the middle of the street, and you just
like, wait a minute, before I report this,
let me hit, like,
oh,
nah,
hell no.
Nah, you can't get in trouble.
That's so crazy.
That's fucking nasty, dude. But anyways, but
that's like, caveat, bro, that's like a bestiality, remember?
Oh, that's true.
Some states allow it.
Yeah, that's fucking weird. But caveat, this data came from a book called America Without a Compass. And this was written in 2016. So I don't know if things might have changed by then.
Okay.
I'm sure it has. I mean, there's been a lot of crazy things happening. So maybe there's been some changes, but still, if you're one of those states that has no laws against necrophilia, that's that's a dead ass, but like, you dead ass fuck. But sorry. You're a fucking dead ass, pretty much.
Oh, you said that's a dead ass. Oh my god.
I'm sorry I had to go there, but it's just fucking weird. Like, I don't understand. And Bundy is terrible at this. Ridgeway was terrible at this, but I don't know what goes in people's heads, like doing a dead body, bro. Like, that's just so gross.
Ugh.
Even rape is super gross as it is, like when they're alive. Like, imagine when they're dead. Oh my god, I can't. But I can't say dead ass fact anymore.
Oh shit. Well, my dead ass fact. Actually, you know what? So I was thinking how to do this dead ass fact. And I was like, oh, I'll just look up, you know, weird laws. And, you know, I'll just pick two weird laws. I was actually going to, I'll read the law and then you tell me what state you think it is.
Okay.
All right. So this place, oh, it's going to give it away, bro. This one's easy.
I'm kind of stupid. So like, you'd be surprised.
State law requires that cheese labeled as the state's certified premium grade AA meet a certain standard. It must be fine, highly pleasing, and free from undesirable flavors and odors. What state is this? This is a law, bro.
That's Wisconsin, man.
Yeah. See,
shit, cheeseheads.
But it's a law, you know? That's
fucking crazy, dude. I can see it. Like, they got to take pride in their product, you know?
Yeah. And this other one is, all right, bro, you're going to have to, I didn't look it up. I should fucking look it up.
Look at the whole basis of the show.
It says it's a crime to have more than one illegitimate child. What does that mean? What's an illegitimate child?
An illegitimate child? Oh, yeah. So if like, let's say you had a side bitch and you got them pregnant.
Oh, damn. Yeah. That's what they called them? An illegitimate? That's fucked up, bro.
Yeah, like, oh, you never watched Game of Thrones, huh? I was going to say, like, fucking Gendry. Or not, was it Gendry? Well, you probably won't know, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like a... I was going to say, I'm born in the Philippines, but that's adopted, right?
That's adopted.
Yeah. Yeah, it's got to be like a side chick or side bitch, like kid.
Damn.
Yeah.
Well, it's a crime to have more than one of these in this state.
Oh, my God. Was that considered a bastard?
I was going to say it might be a bastard, but I could be wrong. I don't know.
Someone's going to correct us.
Yeah.
Let's go with a bastard. So it's illegal to have a bastard?
More than one.
Oh, you got a leeway of one?
Yeah. You get one. You get one free pass, and then after that, it's a misdemeanor.
What the fuck?
Punishable by fines and jail time, or both.
And this is just one state?
This is one state, yeah.
I am gonna have to go with. It can't be Utah. It can't be Utah because Utah, you can be polygamous.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go with Alabama. Oh wait, no, they're weird too.
I think you're on the right,
like it's a southern state.
Yeah, you're like in the right.
Georgia.
River.
Oh, bro. Mississippi.
Yeah.
Oh hell yeah. So I'm not too bad at geography.
Yeah. Yeah, Mississippi, you can get in trouble for having more than one baby
more
mama.
Than one ha-
yeah, more than one baby mama, I guess.
Yeah, you can't have more than one Mrs. in Mississippi. You can't Mrs. your sippy in Mississippi. Oh, shit. That's interesting.
Damn, that should be a law everywhere, bro.
That's true, bro. Like, child support be expensive as fuck.
Fuck.
Oh, my God. All right.
Hey, so, wait. So, let's say you're married. You have a kid.
Yeah.
You get a divorce. That's not illegitimate, right? And then you marry again?
No, because by law, it's your kid.
Gotcha.
But if you had a mistress and you got the mistress pregnant.
And you were married while you were married. Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
That's illegitimate.
Yeah, that's a bastard.
Fuck.
Yeah. So when you go, so if you live in Mississippi, bro, and it's like, shut the fuck up, you bastard. Like, if a cop heard that, bro, like, it's like, oh, who's your dad?
Who's your dad?
Who said that?
Fuck off, bastard. Woo! Did I hear bastard?
Yeah, bro, it's gonna be a fucking cop with a bike and a fucking flat top
haircut.
Aviators. GG, bro.
GG, illegitimate. I hope you're the only one.
Oh fuck! Oh, damn! All right, we're gonna do things a little different this week. Before we get started in our actual stories, we'll be right back in the Dumbfounded podcast after a few words from our sponsor. Support for the Dumbfounded podcast is brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. And big news, Manscaped just released their new cologne scent to help you feel good and smell good all over and at all times. Who knew smelling this good could feel this good too? Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs. Man, I remember when I was in PE class and after running 1 mile, bro, my balls and my pits starting to smell really, really bad. I had some terrible BO.
Everyone knows Manscaped has the perfect package 3.0 for all of your below-the-waist grooming needs, but they didn't stop there. Complete your grooming game with the new redefined cologne signature scent by Manscaped.
With the same signature scent that's in all Manscaped formulas, this cologne is a perfect complement to the collection. Light, approachable, and gentlemanly in all the right ways. Think of it as your wingman for the night to keep you fresh and ready for anything.
Calming and inviting, the signature scent introduces a light citrus burst before settling into the anchoring notes of vetiver.
Bro, can you pronounce that okay?
Vetiver? We're gonna go with vetiver. And a woodsy masculine finish. This 50 ml spray cologne is even hypoallergenic, cruelty-free, dye-free, paraben-free, and 100% vegan.
Not to mention, this beautifully designed glass bottle makes a statement, and the manly scent is attractive to set the mood.
And also, be sure to check out the Perfect Package 3.0 with all the essentials for your below-the-waist grooming needs, including the lawnmower 3.0 trimmer and a crop formulation. Yes, I'm talking about ball deodorant and toner to keep your testes besties.
And now you can use the new Manscaped Refined Cologne to complete your set and smell great anytime, anywhere.
That's right, guys. It's time to feel sexy.
Get 20% off and free shipping with the code DUMMY20 at manscaped.com. That's right. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code DUMMY20. Look good, smell good, feel good with Manscaped. Welcome back to the Dumbfounded podcast, and we're finally going to get started with our stories. And holy shit, almost 30 minutes passed by, and you know, we just talk shit all the time. So would you like to go first, bro?
My first story is reported by twofab.com, and this guy attempting to burglarize a house in Florida was killed in a freak accident when a window closed on his neck.
Son of a bitch, we have the same story.
Well.
Well, this is a first.
Popcorn reading.
Fuck. Well, just for the dummies to know, like, Patrick and I never tell each other what stories we're going to get. So the fact that we made it to, what is this, technically our 29th episode that we're doing? Yes, for our 29 episodes, we're surprising that we never, like, covered the same thing. But usually, I go, like, deep into the lexicon of fucking internet. But I got lazy this time, so this was the first one I found. So, God damn it. All right, go ahead.
Well, this 32-year-old man was trying to climb into a window, bro. And the window slammed. How? Okay, so the window slammed on his neck. And then when the deputies arrived, they found him. He was already dead, suspended off the ground, hanging by his neck. How heavy is this fucking window?
That's what I was thinking. I'm just like, okay, so obviously I know the story too, but it was saying that the landlord found him the next day with his the window on his neck, and then his right hand was dangling, right? Like on the side of his body.
Yeah.
Did he get decapitated? I didn't get that part.
I didn't get that part either.
But yeah, okay, so that shit must have like cracked his neck like right away, right?
For yeah, that's true.
But windows are not that heavy though. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm saying. It's not gonna, I mean, I don't know. I don't really live in like in a modern house, and you know, my window is pretty thin. I can hear the outside even when the window's closed.
Yeah, mine's the same thing. Mine slides from the side, so it's not
I don't have a window that opens up and down, but for him to get, bro. So they're saying, I guess the family doesn't believe that it was accidental or whatever.
Right.
I mean, if you see this guy, he looks, I mean, I'm not one to judge, but.
He looked like Juice WRLD.
No,
he looks like XX, bro.
Yeah, a little bit. And he had like a face, he got face tattoos and he got lip piercings and neck tattoos and, you know.
Yeah.
Looks like he has a rap sheet.
He does actually, and see, we're tandeming this one since we both covered this one. But this guy actually was a habitual offender already. He had charges from marijuana possession. Just think it's stupid. You shouldn't get in trouble for weed. He's had stuff for grand theft, and this was an interesting one because this was one from USA Today. They actually said that he was linked to a murder case back in 2014. Oh,
damn!
But they haven't ruled that like as a fact. It's just they were investigating him at the time, but then, you know, he passed away.
Yeah, so the family just feels like something's not right.
Yeah.
Someone said, who is this that said it? A friend told broadcasters, he's not a burglar, he's not a thief, he's not a bad guy. He insisted.
What the fuck is he doing?
Wait, did you say he's a habitual offender already, right?
Right. Like he has a fucking record already.
This guy obviously doesn't know him for like well enough.
Yeah.
Oh my god. But yeah, man, that's what you call window pane.
Oh, okay. Damn it.
I fucking knew it. What's yours?
No, mine was going to be like, talk about a painful experience. I wasn't going to go for the window pane.
Because, I wasn't either, bro, but
I used that for set the bar. Remember? I was like, no, the punchline is window pane.
Yeah, I know. But I was like, oh, but this is like, you know, the same. This is perfect. That's what you call window pane.
Yeah. And I said that it must have been a painful experience. What about episode title? We're going to say the window pane is a painful experience.
The window painful experience.
There you go. Look at you, bro. I like that. Okay. The window painful experience. Okay. That's going to be the episode title.
Oh, shit,
bro. That was a total collab. Well, yeah, I mean, that is a first, but
damn, so I'm down to one story. Okay, well, fine. Anyways, my first and last story. So this one actually came from the Darwin Awards website. And this happened in 2015 in Croatia. Apparently, a petty crook died inside his solitary confinement by being burned alive. Okay, yeah, that's what I was thinking too, bro. Like, you're probably thinking now, like, how the fuck did that even happen? But before we do that, let's kind of revisit the guy a little bit. He ended up landing in jail because he kept sending some nasty death threats to his ex-girlfriend after spending a total of 5 years in jail already for a bunch of, you know, just a bunch of various dumb shit. I guess the day that he passed away, he started acting up. And when that happens, the guards typically send them to, like, I think one of the most cruel ways to treat a prisoner, and that's solitary confinement. I just think, like, that shit hella messes up with your head, bro.
Bro, like,
imagine? Yeah.
You don't know what time of day it is?
Yes. Like, being alone, nothing to do. Like, there's no light that you can, you know, there's no sunlight and shit. Like, yeah, exactly. You don't know what time of the day it is.
Bro.
I'm sure they don't even give you, like, crap to read with. You know what I mean?
Nope.
Hell nah. And it's just, like, yeah, you're just by yourself. Like, you could probably hear yourself think. That's the worst. Like,
I already talked to myself in my head, bro. Imagine in there, bro.
Yeah, and it's probably dead ass quiet because it's most of the time they're like padded rooms, right?
Yeah.
Oh wait, no, that's a psych ward.
Yeah, that's a psych.
Okay, I'm tripping. Okay, but anyways, they even cuffed him when he was in a cell. So not only was he alone, he was also cuffed to
Damn.
Sit. But this guy managed to somehow smuggle a lighter inside the room, which happened to be made out of rubber.
The room was?
The room was made out of rubber. So, this gets weird. The guy then, for some fucking reason, and there's a video of this out here in the internet.
Is it a video?
Yeah, but of course they edited it to cut it out, you know? He somehow managed to smuggle the lighters again. He smuggled the lighter inside the rubber room. And then the guy ended up chucking the lighter by the door. But he was still stuck in there and the guards weren't around. So the room just started to pretty much burn, bro. And he was trying to escape. But, you know, unfortunately, by the time the guards got there, he was already cooked to a crisp.
He did it on purpose?
I think because there was a door, like in the, like there's a door in the room, obviously, to get in and out. And he threw it by the door, kind of hoping that the door kind of, I guess, like breaks. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it's like that he can just get out the room. But since the room was made out of rubber, like everything just kind of, it just burst into flames.
Oh, I see what you mean. He was just trying to burn the door.
Yeah, to get out because the I think he knew that the guards left.
Okay, gotcha.
So he was trying to dip.
Burning the room. Okay.
Yeah, he got stuck in there. Like he couldn't leave. You know what happens, bro? Like when someone like dies, like there's no matter who they are, like if it's a good person or a bad person, this is the only time that this saying actually goes with it. But it's kind of sad, but I guess his presence really did light up the room.
I can't with you.
We're going it's to not hell. It's not a pun, so, but...
We're going to hell.
What the fuck you mean, bro? Like, Spirit got us flying their first class.
Choo-choo! All aboard! On the board, on the train to hell.
Dude, it's like, okay, every time yeah. I see it, it's just some dude like, do you know that fool was trouble?
Yeah.
Every time it's just like, the statements that the family makes, like, his smile was so infectious, like, his smile can light up the room. Meanwhile, This motherfucker has a rap sheet. or it's like, hey, free my guy, blah, 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 while he just fucking killed someone. what do you mean? He just has a video of shooting someone. Free who?
Is that what this guy was in for, murder?
Nah, he was in for some other shit, but like, I think he was making like domestic death threats to his girl. Yeah. I mean, it seemed like the guy would kind of do it if, I don't know, man, like just some psycho shit like that.
Fuck.
Like, why would you threaten like people? You know what I mean? Like, that's just sad.
I know. Have them living in terror and shit.
Exactly. But yeah, man, his presence really lit up the room. Literally. He is too.
Oh my god.
Oh fuck.
Too funny. Alright. Well, I got my last story. So this one is about a carjacker. Obviously he's trying to steal a car.
No shit.
This one's about a carjacker mowing his lawn. No,
well, he probably stole a fucking Johnny Deere.
A John Deere.
Oh, is it Johnny Deere or John Deere?
No, it's John Deere.
Oh, I thought it was Johnny Deere at first. The fuck? Where'd I get that from?
Oh, shit. But yeah, he I don't know why it says allegedly, because he did. Tried to steal a car. But get this, there's three kids inside, bro. The parents went inside the store real quick, and he hopped in. This 54-year-old hopped in and drove away with the car. But the parents were able to catch up to him. He didn't make it very far. At a stoplight, I guess.
What?
I was reading this, bro, and I was like, wow, what a very law-abiding carjacker.
He stopped at a stoplight?
I don't know if he stopped at a stoplight, but it says the parents, the father and mother.
Mother.
Caught up to him at a stoplight, bro.
Yo, what?
Pulled him out at a stoplight. So I'm guessing this who stopped. Maybe there was cars in front, you know what I mean? Like he couldn't go.
What the fuck?
But, so they pulled him out. The alleged carjacker started to beat up the dad and ran, fled. This happened in Philadelphia.
City of brotherly love, am I right?
Yeah, city of brotherly love.
Well, I would never go to an Eagles game, bro. Fuck that.
Yeah, I know, that's what I'm saying, bro. I'm telling you, we can't go there, bro.
We can't.
Remember that video I showed you?
We're going to get fucked up.
The guy told the Eagles fan standing next to the Jets fan, he was like, hey, bud, you might want to back up. He was like, why? He was like, I'm gonna splash this dude.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
So the Eagles fan backed up. This guy was at the light, sped up and hit a puddle and it splashed over the Jets fan, all over the Jets fan.
Fucking assholes.
Bro, surely be some assholes out there, bro. Brotherly love my ass. But here they did have brotherly love because as the guy was running away, a larger crowd stopped him. It started to kick and punch him, bro.
Oh, shit.
It beat his ass.
Damn.
I don't think the mob meant to, you know, this guy later died in the hospital. I don't think they meant to kill him. You know what I mean?
Yeah, just teach him a lesson.
Yeah. But he ended up, I guess, you know, he's older, 54. He ended up dying later in the hospital. I know we don't usually talk about murder, but this guy, you know, this guy
right.
was asking for it. And the mob didn't mean to kill him, I'm sure.
Yeah.
But yeah, and I mean, I think the mob as well, like, because there was children involved, it's just, it hits a little different, you know?
Yeah.
Makes people a little more mad. But yeah, so like I said, he died later in the hospital. They interviewed his nephew, and his nephew was saying, you know.
His smile lit up the room.
No. His nephew said this is unlike him. He's never had any trouble with the law. And he said it sucks that it happened this way. There's no winning, you know. His uncle died and then what the kids had to go through or whatever. But he was saying that his uncle struggled with alcohol and drug drugs, but you know, like I said, it was a shock to the family because this guy's not a criminal.
Right.
Until then. But yeah, later on, the medical examiner had determined that the guy died from cardiac arrest.
Oh, fuck you.
Home run, baby!
Oh my god! Oh, was drinking halfway. Oh, okay. Hey, fuck the shared episode title. Carjack arrest is the.
If you dummies don't get it.
Cardiac is how do you say cardiac in Tagalog? Just the pronunciation.
Cardiac arrest is cardiac arrest.
That's a fucking banger, bro. 10 points for Patrick Puff. Oh my god, I'm fucking sweating, dude.
Yes, sir.
Oh my god.
Bro, when I was writing this, I was fucking cracking up. I'm like, oh.
Yo, that was a good one, bro. That was a good one. Oh, tang ina. Ako yatang makakarjak dito. Yeah, I'm sure our Filipino listeners are probably just dying right now, bro.
Dying, bro.
Oh, shit. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. Hey, fuck our... I'm telling you, man. Fuck our shared... I don't want to share anymore. I give that shit to you, bro.
Window painful.
Happily. Nah, Carjack's better. Carjack. Anyway, that's probably one of the best ones I've heard so far. Holy shit. And you know, actually, we had an idea that we were going to do like some sort of like a bracket someday. I don't even want to do it anymore. I already lost. Fuck that. Why am I going to publicly...
March Madness is coming up, bro.
Yeah, fuck you. Why am I going to publicly take an L? Fuck that shit. Oh, shit.
Hey, that's an original too, bro. Like,
damn. Okay, I'll fuck with that, bro. That shit was good. That shit was good. Hey, we're going to have to switch some things up. You're going to produce the show. You're going to do all the editing. So I have time to like come up with shit like that, okay? You're going to do all the social media, all the editing, all the planning, all this, like, everything, bitch. I'm tired of fucking losing to you, fucker. Oh, damn. That shit was good, bro. Oh, I like that. But I do have kind of like a bonus one, but... I am going to leave a disclaimer because I don't know if Patrick's going to join me in this rant, but...
Oh, you know me. Your book.
Oh, okay. But well, I'm going to put a disclaimer. Well, like I said, I'm going to go on a quick rant and I'll do my best, which has never happened. I'll do my best not to get too overly political, but these are my views. Whatever Patrick's views are his views. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it doesn't really pertain to us as a show. Like, we know we want to entertain, but, you know, we want to poke fun at things, but... I'm going to leave a chapter marker because I know, let's be real, we don't have any conservative listeners. Like, really?
I don't think we do.
Like, I mean, come on. We talk about dick balls and like, I mean, Manscaped is our sponsor. We like literally talk about our junk all the time. We just laughed at someone for having a carjack arrest. Like, seriously, we don't have any people who are like, you know. But anyways.
They get offended easily. Let's say.
Exactly. But, you know, like I said, I'll leave a chapter marker. Indicate where we'll stop. So feel free to move around if you'd like. But I have a funny story / rumor and I'll leave it at that. But, you know, so this one actually happened from the Capitol riots. Okay. And this is a bonus one because it was only a speculation. It was rumored on Twitter and all the social media sites. I did not see any articles about it that's like legit. But the guy died during the Capitol attack from a heart attack. But the Twitter lore started that he was trying to steal a painting and that he accidentally tased himself in the balls that caused the heart attack. Also rumored that he was stealing a painting of a former Speaker of the House, Tip O'Neill, which is funny because the tip of his dick just got, you know, pretty much jolted. But I mean, regardless of what the rumor is, someone must have known that he had some heart condition. You know what I mean? And
yeah, who's letting their grandpa go to
right? And why did he
riot?
And why did he decide to do some dumb shit like that, knowing that his heart couldn't handle it? I mean, that's a lot of excitement. That's a lot of adrenaline shit.
Everything.
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But on top of that, you know, supposedly he was out here stealing some painting, man. Seriously, bro, who let this van go? But hey, like I said, I'm gonna try not to get too overly thing about this. But yo, whatever the fuck y'all doing out there, that shit's stupid.
It is. It's so dumb, bro. It's so dumb.
It's so dumb.
It's one thing to peacefully protest. If you guys were outside protesting, chanting, you know, doing a peaceful protest, you know, it'd be cool. Like, yeah. I'm sure some people would be triggered, but what they did there, bro, is fucking insane. Like,
and you know what gets me heated, bro? When they say that, when they compare it to Black Lives Matter,
I was just gonna say, bro. To me, it's keep for like the authorities. Keep the same energy, bro. Like, whatever you showed Black Lives Matter, why didn't you show to them, bro? And that's all I'm going to say on it. Because, like we said, we don't want to get too fucking, you know, political. It's definitely not our show. Like, that's not what the show is about. But this is just our views. And if you agree, then you agree. If you don't, then, you know.
Yeah. And devil's advocate here. You know, I don't affiliate myself with the left or right. Like, I think you're both idiots. But, you know, like you said, bro, like, yeah, you're right. Keep the same energy. And the thing is about BLM is, and what the Capitol riots are doing is it's not even comparable. One is asking to end systemic injustices. One is mad because the shit didn't go their way.
Yeah, facts.
It's not apples to oranges. It's funny because one of them's orange.
one of them's fighting for orange.
Exactly. So technically, it is apples to oranges. But you know, and it's unfortunate. And don't get me wrong, the shit that happened with BLM with all the looting and all that shit, I personally hated that.
Yeah,
because the small businesses were getting affected. The Targets and the malls, I don't give a fuck. They're a big company. Yeah. They have insurance.
They got insurance, exactly.
Right.
They're covered.
Right.
The small mom and pop shop that, you know, who knows? Fucking took them forever to open up this business and, you know, and then for that shit to happen. It's just, it sucks. It sucks.
And that made me mad. And I feel like the people that were doing the right thing just got overshadowed by people who got overzealous and took advantage of the situation.
Exactly, bro. Like, some of those writers weren't even there for...
Right.
For the reason that they're there. You know, like, for Black Lives Matter. Some of them weren't even supporting that. They just fucking saw the opportunity to loot and get free shit.
Exactly. But, like, and I'm gonna end it here. The message is still clear. It's not the same fucking fight. It's literally not. One is asking to be treated with respect, dignity, and the same judicial, you know, procedures that a citizen of America would. That's what they're asking for. Equality.
And look, it's funny that they're fighting for that. This is the perfect example. Like, the rioters, bro, trespass on federal property.
Yes.
I didn't see from the videos I saw, I didn't see tear gas. No. I didn't see rubber bullets. I didn't see beanbags.
None.
I saw riot shields, but barely any. I didn't even see that many riot shields out there.
None.
And
the chick that got shot, you know, she was a federal, or she was a veteran, right?
Yeah.
And she was in San Diego. I'm a veteran myself, you know, and to me, it's just, bro, like when you go on a military installation, you need an ID to go in, right? And if you don't do that and you trespass, the people there that are protecting that base is going to do whatever it takes to protect their assets. It's the same thing as a federal building. That's where the fucking law of the land is.
It's one thing that it's a federal building, but everyone was there.
Exactly.
All these high important people were there, bro.
Exactly. And the crazy shit too, bro. Like on like the flight line, this goes sort of naval base, army base, marine base, whatever. On the flight line, even if you're inside the base, there's a dead ass sign saying that if you fucking cross this blah, 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 this restricted area, that lethal force is authorized. That's blasted all over the place. And for them to like not realize that, bro, that's, and these are the type of people that believes in castle laws.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And it just baffles me. I know we're going on a tangent here. And like I said, we are going to do some sort of like a disclaimer on this part. If you want to keep going, like I'm going to leave a chapter marker. And I'm gonna record like a statement saying like, hey, the next segment is political rant, like feel free to skip, yada yada. But this is where we stand. Like I know where I stand. I don't want to speak for you, bro, but like it's not, I think technically it is apples versus oranges. Yeah.
We're pretty much on the same page.
Yeah, it's technically apples versus an orange, you know, two-time defending impeachment champion, but you know, it's but you know, it's guys like less.
It's
less,
just insane, bro.
It is.
This is what, bro. It's so crazy. It's low key embarrassing, you know, to the rest of the world that's what they're watching, bro.
You know what I'm saying?
The almighty United States, and that's what's going on here, bro. It's just
right. Crazy. And this hits harder for like, especially me, especially for your parents, especially for like our circle of friends. Like a bunch of us are immigrants. We came to the US thinking like, bro, this is the land of opportunity.
Yeah.
The American dream is like legit real. And I live the American dream, bro.
Yeah.
Like I'm an example of an American dream person. Like I came in here a non-citizen. I barely got my citizenship 2014. I served my fucking country. You know, like I got my dues, I did my dues and all that shit. And to see this, bro, like I'm like, bro, like I seriously could have gone to, like, I swore to protect this place at some point in my life. You know what I mean? And it's just,
yeah,
I don't know. But
it's crazy.
That's just me. And rant for me. But yeah, just apples versus oranges against the two-time defending
impeachment champion.
Yeah. Yeah. Weighing in a whopping 300 pounds or something.
Whose meals are two Big Macs, a Diet Coke, and fuck, well, I want to say he eats like two apple pies too.
Fucking T-Daddy himself. But hey, yo, hey, thanks for a stimmy though before you left. Shout out to T-Daddy. Wasn't that much, but shit.
Hey, you tried though.
Hey, he tried. No, I'll give him that. Hey, okay, so fuck, we're going to.
I want to say the one thing I did agree, bro, it was this last stimmy was like, why? We could help other countries too, you know, but why aren't we first? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, that's probably that's probably the one thing that I do agree.
Yeah.
Like we gave so much money away that could have helped. Like how are you going to help others before helping, you know, yourself, you know?
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of people in need right now.
And only reason why like where I'm discussing this right now, because I think he's a dumb criminal too. So, but like it's just crazy, dude. Like I feel bad for the Republican people who are cool. Yeah, like
it's the same thing with like the BLM thing, bro. It's like I feel bad for the good ones because.
Right, because it's overshadowing like the stupid the looters and all that shit. But I mean, like I've only had three presidents ever since living in this country. You know, like we had Bush. Like I mean, he did some questionable shit. He possibly have done 9/11, but he was still presidential. You know, jet fuel don't melt steel beams, but let's not go there. That's a whole other story. okay, I'm not that much of a conspiracy nut, but. But anyways, like, I mean, he was still presidential, you know what I mean? And then, like, we had Obama, like, his shit was historic. Like, it just gave people hope that, you know, like, you could be any creed, any color. Like, you, as long as you got the qualifications, you can be the damn fucking president of the United States. Like, so shout out to Obama.
And Obama was cool, bro. Like,
hey, he was chill as shit. You saw his jump shot,
bro. Personality,
bro.
Yeah, like, personality-wise, it was cool as shit.
Yeah, his jump shot was
he
fucking...
He watches basketball. He plays basketball.
Yeah. That shit's clean, bro. Like, his bromance with Biden was fucking tight, too. Like, I kind of want that shit. Like, no lie. But, you know, and then, and honestly, bro, like, when Trump first came in, I kind of had hope for him. I didn't vote for the guy, but I had hope that, like, okay, like, he's different. Like,
yeah, he has a different mindset.
Yeah, he has a different mindset. Like, you know, like, we've gone through, like, so many, like, not, like, politicians. Yeah. And maybe, like, it's cool to have a businessman sometimes, because, like, when, I mean, Reagan was an actor, right? And there's like the biggest economic boom was with one Reagan. And it was chill, I guess. But I mean, I wasn't alive when he was a president, but you know, and then like it just shit started coming out. And like, I've always known that there's some racist people here.
Yeah, for sure.
Like, I've always known that.
And I feel like whether Trump said it directly or not, I just feel like the racist people felt more bold.
Yeah.
During his time. You know what I mean?
They just came out.
Yeah, yeah. You know?
Like, I feel like they didn't have any repercussions. Like, you know, because it seemed like it was normalized.
Yeah.
And
for a little bit.
And we don't, like, you know, we're Asians and we tend to kind of be out of the spotlight. Majority of the time, we just kind of stay in we stay in our own lane. Like that's not.
We just try to, you know, lay back and stay quiet. You know,
stay quiet. Yeah, like, but like, you know, like when there's time to support a cause, like with the whole shit that was happening to the, you know, the Latino community with all the DACA shit. You know, like as immigrants, like we felt for them, we sympathized for them. So there were some situations where like. You know, I'm just like, bro, like, that's not right. You know, that's not a human thing to do.
It's not, it's not ethical.
It's not ethical. Like, I understand what the law says. Like, I get
it. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, like, you still, because, and I felt some type of way because, you know, my parents took forever to get to the country. Like, we waited 10 years.
I wanted to say something too, but I didn't want to step on people's toes, but I feel the same way as well because, you know, to come from the Philippines is a fucking process.
It is.
It's a fucking process. And my parents went through that process and they're here, you know, with papers and agreeing. My dad still isn't a citizen because I don't know what the hell he's thinking. He doesn't want to become a citizen or I don't know. He wants to be a politician in the Philippines. I don't know why he doesn't want to become a fucking citizen, but he's still a Filipino citizen. But yeah, he has his green card. My mom, when we first got here, she got her citizenship.
Yeah.
Well, when she first got here, because I was born here, she got her citizenship. And yeah, like it's a process, man. And it costs money and
it takes time.
Time. I think it took my mom 7 years to get my dad.
That sounds about right.
Get my dad petitioned here.
That sounds about right. And
so,
but like, you're right. I did felt some type of way about that because like, what about us? Like, we did this, this, and that, but like
we did it the right way,
right? But the human element still comes out. You know,
exactly.
It's just like
okay, yeah, we did it the right way, but what you guys are doing to them is just it's fucked up.
It's fucked up. Like you shouldn't separate like kids and their family.
I think that that's exactly what. Yeah,
and what are you gonna do? Put them in a system and then set them up for failure?
Yeah, because the system is just.
Right. And then
statistically proven, right? It's statistically proven that kids in the system are set up for failure.
And then again, to the theme of this episode, like they end up like doing a stupid crime and you blame the race, you blame the upbringing, where it's just like, well, no shit, like you fucking took them away.
Parents.
Yeah. So like how that's the type of way, but you know,
it's just cycle, bro.
It really is. And I just want to say, like, for me, I'm an advocate of things that are human, you know,
that are right, you know,
that are right. Yeah. If it impedes like your right to live happily, but I ain't gonna support you fucking racist people, because I know y'all want to be like all universal color blue eyed motherfuckers like that. I don't care if that shit makes you happy. You can kiss my ass. It's pretty brown, so you know, like I don't fuck with that. But as long, like, bro, like if it doesn't bother, like, I support LGBT rights. I also support, you know, like Black Lives Matter. I'm all about, but at the same time, like I support fucking Second Amendment. I support all these. Like, you could be both.
Yeah.
You don't have to choose one or the other, guys.
Like, far, yeah. You don't have to be far either side.
Yes. Like that's how I want to end it. Just fucking love your neighbor.
Yeah.
Enjoy life. Be kind to others. Don't be like us, who make fun of people who do stupid things, because we're already going to hell and we accepted that. But you know, like, we're saving you guys from doing all that. But that's all. For me.
I know it's a fucking dumbfounded, just got a little serious.
And you know what? To be honest, like, I'm expecting a bunch of one stars from.
Yeah,
I mean, really am. But if you do give us a one.
That's what we are, bro. Like, you know?
Yeah. Like, if you give us a one star for this, or you like stop listening to us, you're probably not the type of people we wanted to entertain anyways.
Exactly.
And we'll, you know, we just want to let people know that.
Sorry, Karen.
Yeah.
Or it was nice. It was nice while it lasted.
Or Steve, Bob,
Todd.
Know, Todd. Go fucking wear your Vineyard Yards shirt somewhere else. But yeah, bro. That's all I got. You got anything else?
That's all?
Oh, shit. We went an hour deep. God damn. Oh, shit.
But yeah, dummies, you know, like we said, you know, love each other. Be kind. You don't know what other people are going through, you know?
Exactly.
So.
And this is a life motto of mine, bro. Like, and this goes with my stuff that I'm like doing with my fitness shit too. Just because someone can carry a weight easily doesn't mean that it's heavy. That's not heavy for the other person.
Not heavy. Exactly.
Just because someone is benching 225 like easy breezy, and the other person's like only doing 135, and that person's doing maximum effort, that don't mean their shit's lighter than yours.
Yeah.
That's just how it is. Just be kind to people, man. Just fucking love each other. Be happy. Laugh about life. Don't be hateful. There's no room in the world for that. Shit, shit got deep. Oh my God.
I feel like we're in a pageant.
Shit. Hey, if this... I know, right? And from the Philippines. Hey, all I'm saying...
How would you change the world?
Well, all I know is, bro, is let's just say, like, if we ever, like, this show gets canceled, let's do a lifestyle, like a lifestyle show.
Bro, we could be lifestyle coaches.
Ooh, we'd give you the worst advice ever.
They make money.
I know. Let's do it. Like, that's our backup plan when this shit fades off.
I mean, that's the only, that's my only spiel, though, like... Be kind, love each other, no room for hate.
For fucking 100 episodes. Hey, you don't know, man. Like, some fools like Gary Vee fucking got famous off that shit.
Bro, I fucking love Gary Vee, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Or Simon Sinek.
That fool's tight.
Yeah, like, all those fools who does TED Talk, like, those fools are like, it's pretty much the same thing over and over again. It's just worded differently. You know what I mean? Like, they got TED Talk, we got dumb dead talk. But that went way longer than I thought it was gonna be. But like I said, I'm gonna put a little disclaimer, so if you guys want to skip ahead, I mean, you can. You don't want to listen, we don't really care. So there's some good commentary here, though. You got anything else?
Nah, man.
Okay, all right, well, on that note, I actually do have a shout out, and Like I said, I was supporting local businesses because I was good at delegating. But if you're ever in if you live in a DFW area, Dallas Fort Worth, where I'm currently residing, and you're wanting to renovate your place,
I like how you had to explain it. But if you say DFW, or if you say DFW and you don't know where that is, then you probably don't live.
Exactly. So I was just like, oh, whatever.
You probably don't live there, so yeah. Don't worry about it.
You know what I was talking about. But anyways, man, check out Terrence and his crew for One-Stop Remodeling and Construction. We actually use them for our home improvement needs, and they have been super amazing. And, you know, like I said, support local business, support Black-owned business, support Asian-owned business, support Hispanic-owned business. Bro, like, shop local if you can. Like, please, just do it, because everyone relies on
especially at this time, yes. But
exactly.
Especially at this time.
And like, I'm not going to say like, I'm not going to try to backtalk people, but like, if you're going to order in a restaurant, call them directly. Don't do it like through a third party, because they charge them a lot. So just call them and just be like, hey, can I place an order? And then order directly through them. Don't do it through, you know, those rideshare apps. Not going to say who, but.
But hey, if you want to, you know.
Yeah. You know,
you want to shoot us a code. I mean,
shit. I mean, anyways. Oh, like I said, that's One-Stop Remodeling and Construction, bro. Like, they did our floors, they did our backsplash, and it's been fucking amazing. It's been beautiful, and they did it in so affordable price, and like, they did it super quick. So, shout out to Terrence. Shit, we're gonna have a pool party, son.
Oh my god, say less.
Get it
on your birthday.
Hell yeah,
around then.
If it's fine by then, yeah, man, say less. It'd be perfect weather.
If it's fine by then.
maybe when we're all, like, vaccinated, bro.
I mean, shit, I get mine tomorrow.
Oh, damn. It's going to be a while for me. But that's all I got, bro. You got your usual?
Yeah, man. Check out Paolo. He did our logo for the show. Speaking of the show, yo, check out our merch, man. We have nice – it's still – hoodie season right now. Yeah, I would say it's still hoodie season. And guys, you know, if your girl has been taking your hoodies, it's time to restock.
Facts.
Yeah. Check out Paolo and his gun club at SDPGC on IG. And that's Instagram for the people that don't know what IG is. And check out Batang Angas on Facebook. They make custom shirts and custom decals. Also, check out my boy Mike on Twitch. That's twitch.tv, SoRealMike, SoRealMike. And also check out your boy Patrick on Twitch as well. I probably, you know, if I'm streaming, Mike is probably streaming as well. It's twitch.tv/DammitsPatrick, same as my IG. Yeah, we stream Warzone just about every day, I would say. But yeah, come check us out.
This fool almost forgot his own name. his government name, not his street name. But yeah, man, like we mentioned earlier, if you want to follow us on social media, we're on Twitter at TDFDpod. We're on Instagram at the Dumbfounded Pod. You can also send us email and stories, articles, whatever, you name it. If you enjoy what we're talking about, yeah, you can drop it off at the Dumbfounded. No, not drop it off. It's not fucking mail. It's email. TheDumbfoundedPod@gmail.com. And if you enjoy our show, you can leave us a review, specifically a 5-star, on Apple Podcasts. Or you can also create a profile on Podchaser. That's going to be another one for all you Android users. Weirdos. But that's a whole other topic. If you text me green, like, I'm cutting you out. But yeah, that's another option if you guys want to leave us a review. But yeah, we just want to say thank you. And we're almost 30 episodes deep, man. That's crazy. And shout out to Dummies, man. 8,000 plays already. Like, jeez. Holy shit, that's 3,000 over the yearly goal that we had. So we're on a good pace to hit 10,000 by our 6.5 months. So
that's, that means 20,000 in a year.
Probably. So
that's fucking dope.
That is nuts. So just want to say thank you. And we appreciate you for sticking it not sticking it. That's possible.
Oh,
my God.
Sticking what? Where?
Sticking with us through this tumultuous episode filled with opinions and the fuck up, man. through this super opinionated base story or episode. But yeah, we just appreciate y'all for sticking around. Sticking around, not sticking it. You're the one that's going to be getting stuck tomorrow and then start sticking it to shit. Whole ass. Anyways, thank you so much for listening this week, dummies, and we'll see you next time. And dummies, make sure you think ahead.
Don't be dumbfounded.
Peace. Fuck Donald Trump.